Welcome back here to Chiz Jones Field here in Audubon. Wheelers pick up the homecoming victory, now being joined by Audubon head coach Sean Burks. Coach, first off, congratulations. That's a good win against a tough Fremont Mills team.
Yeah, you know, I was proud of the guys. You know, homecoming week, we hadn't really played four full quarters. We hadn't really played a good first half. So for us, it was an emphasis coming out of the gates, starting half strong, you know, and then carry that into the second half, and instead of having to get to halftime, recover, and then play a strong third quarter, which we'd done the first two. So credit to the kids. They came ready to go. You could just a different vibe pregame. You could tell the focus was there. I was proud of the way the kids have kind of put four quarters together. It was the first time we had to play the varsity majority of four quarters. They did that. They did that well. No punts on the night, one turnover, but for the most part, you know, we were converting drives into points, and you kept our foot on the throttle all night.
When you got a little bit of mix of everything, you know, your offense had some big plays, you had a couple of sustained drives, you had a kickoff return for a touchdown, you had a couple of interception or turnovers that set you up in good territory. It's nice when each facet of the game is doing something for you.
Yeah, you know, early in the season, we really leaned on our D-line. They did a ton for us. Tonight, their size negated a little bit of what we'd been doing up front, where our kids are just, you know, Joey and Cooper and Garrett were dominating games. This week, they didn't really dominate as much. So our back half had to do a lot more. Our back five had to do a lot more. And credit Carter and Matt. You know, those are the two kids playing for Ethan and Joel, if you didn't know, for those of you at home. So those aren't two pairs of shoes you step into easily. And there were some growing pains with those guys. And they've had a ton of time of, you know, stopping in practice. Guys, we got to be here. Here's what's going on. Because they haven't played with our system like everyone else has for 4 years. And Matt's in his second year. Carter's in his second year after not playing for a couple. So it's kind of like you're getting two brand new kids. So for them to figure out how to use their athleticism to go make those plays, if they keep executing like this, we become really scary because we become really athletic with those two out there. But credit, you know, it was a team effort, like you said. Matt had the kick return, but that takes the other seven guys doing their job. We've been really close. Now, Coach Tyler Christensen does a great job with that return. He knows who's got to go where. We set it up week to week. We thought on film we had a really good chance based on the way they lined up and where they kicked it. And we got it, and we executed. It doesn't always happen that well. You point things out on film on Monday, and you think it can work out that well, but it doesn't always happen. So for us to get a special teams touchdown, a couple turnovers, especially by those new guys, so to speak, and then offensively, you know, Carter, Braden, Matt, obviously Gavin, you know, we tried to mix up touches a little bit tonight, keep Gavin upright and healthy. I thought Carter ran hard, ran well until he started cramping up. Got Braden some touches. He's getting healthier. He's been a little dinged up. So the more we can get Braden involved, loosens it up. We can start getting Matt and Garrett more involved in the pass game, which tonight we didn't throw it much. We didn't have to throw it much, but, you know, teams have to stay honest a little bit. We almost hit one over top there late that would have been really fun to hit that one, get Garrett the ball. He does a lot of blocking for us. Yeah. So we can get him a touch. Last week he had one. We try to get the big guy as many touches as we can.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about at halftime, really the only thing you hadn't been able to see from that first half was like a long sustained drive, a lot of the big plays that you scored on. You came out and did that right away in the second half. You had two long drives there right in that third quarter that really kind of set the tone to put the game away.
Yeah, I thought that was big tonight. We talked about it all week. Like, we're not probably going to be very explosive. They keep a safety back. Their linebackers, especially the Van Hooten kid, the number 11, he's a stud. He's a stud. It's hard to keep him blocked for long, let alone block him at all. They shed blocks well. They fly to the ball well. You know, Malcolm over top just isn't going to allow big plays. So we got to convert third downs. We got to convert fourth downs. We got to stay ahead of the sticks. I thought one big part of that tonight was we didn't have a lot of penalties. So it enabled us to get to second and five, third and one, convert. Second and six, third and two, convert. So that was big for us to stay on track, to not have to convert a bunch of third and longs, fourth and longs, because that's a recipe for disaster.
Well, great homecoming win here, Coach. This will certainly be one that springboards you well here into district play.
That's the hope. You know, we finally played four full quarters, played a really good first half. We need to keep doing that consistently. We're seeing pieces of it. Tonight was the most consistent we've played. If we can do this, if we can execute like this against quality teams like this, it gives us a chance every Friday night, and that's all we can ask for.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thanks for coming. Appreciate it.
Welcome back here to Audubon as the Wheelers get a homecoming victory here, 63-20 over Fremont Mills. Now being joined by the Wheelers quarterback, Gavin Smith. Gavin, first off, congratulations. That's a nice win tonight.
Thank you. Yeah, it feels good. Homecoming, we normally like to play a little easier teams, but kind of what we were dealt with this year, we had a lot of tough home games, and Fremont's a good team, and so it's nice to come out here and get a win on homecoming for everybody coming back, and just a win in general. They're a tough team, so just to get a win over them is big.
Yeah, you started to get the offense cooking a little bit more there in that second quarter in the first half, figuring some things out there on the ground. You had a nice touchdown run. I guess, what did you feel like started to go well for you guys?
Yeah, we always, that first half, first quarter, we never know exactly what teams are going to do. We got a good idea after film and running through stuff all week, but just that first quarter is kind of just like a test area for us, we like to call it. We just go out there, run some plays, see what we like, and then we got a good, great guy up in the booth who's showing us and seeing what we can do, and then just being able to make those adjustments is a big thing. Our team's really buying in, and just being smart enough and being able to make those adjustments in the second half and second quarter is really big to the success that we got, and just going forward, we're going to need to be able to keep doing that because teams are going to be switching things up on us all the time.
They started to get a little bit of the ground game going at the end of the first half, but you guys came out and kind of set the tone there at the beginning of the second half with a couple of long drives. What did you guys talk about at halftime to adjust?
Yeah, we knew just we were playing a little passive there right before halftime, didn't want a big play, kind of let it slip out. That was kind of a painful one, letting them score right before half. It would have been nice to stop there and then score after half, but at halftime, just kind of like I was saying, we got sheets in there, we're looking at seeing what we like, and just being able to make those adjustments and then kind of go out there and execute is a big thing. We can talk about it all we want, but we just got to be able to go out there and make the plays. That's a big thing.
Yeah, and you made the plays in the second half. As you said, this is a good Fremont Mills team, a great tradition and history that they have. This has got to be a nice confidence boost for you guys moving on now into district play.
Yeah, we had a couple tough games to start here with Southeast Warren, Boyer Valley, and then these guys. So especially ending those three games with probably our toughest opponent so far, it's nice to get a win going into the next week. Kind of get a little easier week next week with Exira. Still going to be a competitive one. Crosstown rivals, obviously. So we're just kind of hopefully being able to take it a little easy, not take it easy, but we just got to stay focused, fix the little things here. This is going to be a big week to just kind of do those little things right and fix those small things before the big game next week.
All right, congrats again, Gavin. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, that's Gavin Smith, the Ottoman quarterback. We'll take another break here. We'll try to get a comment here from Coach Burks in just a moment here on KJAN.